Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, I would like to first of all request all of you to bring your full attention to Giriraj Govardhan. In transcendental reality, there is something like the knowledge of a threshold, that is something which separates you from a spiritual reality. And there are those who can help you to cross over this threshold. A threshold is something which is between a room, an inside room, and the outside. And if you cross the threshold, then you can go in the room and experience what is in the room. Very important to cross thresholds. So in Vrindavan Dham, one of the guardian, so to say, at the threshold between material perception and spiritual perception is Lord Shiva. Vrindavana vane pate jaya soma soma mole. If one prays to him and asks him to give one unlimited love for Krishna. So another personality, or let us say impersonally, another entity to give you entrance into another dimension of perception is Giriraj. And I request you now to turn towards Giriraj and just look at him. See the very interesting shilas or rocks and how they are arranged. See these mysterious trees which look as if his hairs are standing on end. Just look at this very unusual external appearance of Giriraj. And do a panorama view, that is, look from right to left, and from left to right, as if you're reading a book. It is this mysterious personality who will be there always for you on this journey of your personal japa retreat. And you can turn at any time towards him for help. And if you do so, if you overcome your own doubts that he can answer you, if you enter into a space where you enter with faith, you will see that answers and help will mysteriously emerge or come out of Giriraj. Alright. Hare Krishna. Don't forget, he's there. Unless he moves and goes somewhere else. He's there for you to turn to. He's called Haridasavayam, the greatest of all of Krishna's servants. And Krishna's servants always, without exception, like to help the other servants of Krishna. He will help. Good. So, having said this, I want to formally welcome you to the Japa and Kirtan retreat, or Holy Name retreat, of the year 2000 and unlimited. Or what is it? 2010. I would like to tell you a little bit what we are going to do during this very specific and particular retreat. But first I would like to tell you a little bit of the history of these retreats. Retreats have always been done in all spiritually awakened cultures in the world in order to connect with the Lord, with God. Retreats in ISKCON were done but mostly in connection with festivals, utsavas, joyous celebrations of Krishna. For instance, the Mayapur festival was designed like this by Srila Prabhupada, that we would all come together for long kirtans and for hearing and for processions, etc. They were utsavas centered around the appearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then something wonderful happened to both of Burijam Prabhu and myself. I will not tell Burijam Prabhu's story. I think you all know him as a very deep Vaishnava who has published many books which you read. Frequently, and he's the founder of the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education. I want to say what happened to me. I became very, very, very much interested in retreats when I read Sanatan Goswami's verse that just like ordinary bell metal can be changed when you bring it in contact with the touchstone, in the same way, through a certain process, a person can be transformed from an ordinary Shudra to even a Brahmana. I read this verse And it struck me that this is very, very much something which is at the heart of spiritual life. It is about transformation. Srila Prabhupada writes in the second canto that the whole Vedic adventure, that means the whole what we do in Krishna consciousness, is aimed really at the transformation of the heart. So I thought, transformation. And then there was a seminar, a series of seminars offered in our ISKCON community, the transformational seminars. And I was invited to attend one of them, and I attended it. It was an interesting experience for me. But afterwards, but because the elements had mainly been taken from psychology, and they were cathartic experiences, that means experiences which bring out something which is hidden and which is slumbering through almost something like a shock method, I thought to myself, it's interesting, but let me see if there is some... But this is from Western psychology. I was very aware of Western psychology because as a young person, I studied all of Sigmund Freud's books. These were 23 books. You have a Sigmund Freud expert before you. And then continued my interest a little bit with psychology. So I recognized these processes from my readings and my interests. And they were known, but they were based on Western psychology, which has little or no information of the eternal soul and the spiritual potencies which are with the soul and which are also, which can be invested by the Lord into the spiritual growth. So I became very interested to find out how exactly does our culture, our tradition view the subject of transformation of character. Because that's all what we are about. We start as conditioned souls with many, many limitations, and we want to be transformed into devotees and servants of Krishna, full of bliss and knowledge. So it's a transformation from iron to gold. So then devotees who were very close to me started to come to me and said to me, Sachinandan Swami, what is our process of transformation? And I became a little bit... I said, I'm just trying to figure that out, but come back in 1 month, please. Maybe Prabhupada has given some insights. And as I read the books with totally this focus, how do we transform? It became very, very clear to me that this is by association with an entity, I will say, which has extraordinary powers. In other words, the transformation is not brought by your own power, but it is brought by the powers of a very powerful entity, the most powerful and accessible entity. And it became very clear that this powerful and accessible entity is Krishna in the form of his holy name. See, the holy name is the first contact which the jiva, the conditioned soul, can make with God. So he is therefore accessible. Do you know what is accessible? You can find an access. You can contact him. You can make a relationship. He's accessible. If I'm accessible, that means my door is always open for you. If I'm not accessible, you will not know where I am. And if you know where I am, my door is guarded by 10,000 soldiers with machine guns. And so accessible means you can make a contact. It's possible. So the holy name is Krishna in his most accessible form, the form where you can make a contact. And it became clear let's do japa retreats. And we started to do this in the mountains of Europe. They're called the Alpine Mountains, Alps. They are considered in sacred geography extensions of the Himalayas. So that was the closest holy place we could find, the Alps. Do we say Alps in English? Yeah, Alps, yeah. Mont Blanc and Weissenstein and what is it called? Alps. Der große Kurfürst. And so on. I only know these names in German, so it will bore you. So, yes. So we rented a little house. It was called Hari Chalet. Chalet means house. It's a little house, like a little villa, but more a mountain house. We rented Hari Chalet, and we went for 6 days, and all we did really is chant from morning till evening, until from time to time devotees would go into ecstasy and into very joyous states or very thoughtful states, and we would then respond to these things which happened to the devotees. This was done many, many years in silence. No one heard about it. It was a small group of devotees who we thought were ready for this experience. And we did it year after year after year and designed something from it. And then Bodhidharma Prabhu, who has been thinking parallel about japa and the holy name and has gone on retreats and personal retreats, his own, also developed an idea. And then we decided, let's give the first japa retreat not in the Alps. Or Bodhidharma Prabhu lives in Australia, where there is this red aboriginal mountain. I forgot, a rock something with A. We thought, let's do it in Srimati Radharani's, one of Srimati Radharani's places in Vashana. And there he presented something which he will present to us tomorrow, the 5 keys of japa. No? So we did the japa retreat together, and we developed it, and now are very happy to teach it maybe for the 5th time or something like this. Something like this in the Holy Dham. But both of us have been given this all over the universe, I would say. So next year I'm in Brazil. Please all come so that I'm not shaking with fear from the boa constrictors and all the wild jaguars and which are there. But I must tell you, behind this japa retreat, there is something else. Both of us have a great, great desire to serve Srila Prabhupada's movement by bringing a retreat culture into it. What is a retreat traditionally? A retreat, to say it in simple English, means widening the circle. See, all of us are operating in a circle. The circle is filled with our intellectual capabilities and our physical capabilities. And we take the circle everywhere where we go. We remain caged in by this circle, and we can't really go beyond the circle. That means beyond our abilities of comprehension and of acting. And now, if you continue to do the same things and think the same thoughts day after day, year after year, you will do it lifetime after lifetime. In other words, you will be reborn again. You have to widen the circle and bring the spiritual energy into your life so that you get access to an increased purity in the heart, increased spiritual perceptions, and a deeper relationship with Krishna. Then, if you are acting on a level, on a higher level of purity, understanding, and also spiritual energy, then you will be able to escape the prison of conditioning, and so much so that you might not even have to take another birth. So the main idea is really to widen our circles, to become, if you so want, to make a genuine, significant contact with Krishna and the spiritual energy, and in this way move on the ladder of your own spiritual advancement, the ladder which leads you eventually to prema. No? This is the whole idea. Get out of the coffin. Do you know what is coffin? It's where you put dead people in. Get out of the coffin of mediocrity. Mediocrity means to be always in the middle. It's serious. It's something very great. Widening the circle by transformation. After transformation, you will be able to do and think what you could not imagine to do and think before. Now, this transformation, how does it come about? This is now very important that you pay close attention to this point. There are many transformational movements. I have studied with Satyaraj Prabhu on the internet about the word transformation. There are many workshops out now. But what is so special about this transformational workshop, which is meant to widen your circle? My dear devotees, this workshop talks at the main ingredient for transfer, takes at the main ingredient for transformation, a personal relationship with Krishna, and deepening that relationship. You know, we have somehow turned our backs to Krishna, and this has brought us into the shadow, the material energy. Just when you turn away from the sun, you look into the shadow. So we have turned our back to Krishna, and now we are looking into this shadowy reality. Now, in Krishna has so kindly come in the form of his holy name, from whom he is not different. Nama binadvang nama namino. You know this from Padma Purana. The name Krishna is not different from Krishna. And if you now learn to make your personal relationship with Krishna in the form of the holy name, you will make your relationship with Krishna. Your present relationship with the holy name, now I will say something which some of you will not like, describes, Ananda Mohini, what is your relationship with Krishna. When you are negligent in your chanting, when you feel no taste in the holy name, you will be negligent in relationship to Krishna and have no taste in Krishna. Although your false ego will not allow you to think like this. We all want to be good, and since we have devotees, since we are now devotees, or call ourselves devotees, we think our ego tells us you might as well at least pretend to be a good devotee. But my dear devotees, and again I will say, think about this very deeply. If your relationship to Krishna's holy name is not so good, let us use a polite word, huh? Then your relationship to Krishna will also not be so good. Have you ever found someone who is in love, who says the name of his beloved in a negligent way, or what is it, in a careless way, in a way where he's not moved? Of course not. Your present relationship to the holy name describes your relationship with Krishna. I know the ego doesn't like it, at least my ego doesn't like it, but there is no way to accomplish it. Therefore, in the scriptures we always find, if you want to develop love for Krishna, if you want to develop your relationship to Krishna, you have to do it through the name. Hare Krishna. Shravana Dashana Dhyanam Mayi Bhavo Nukirtanat Natata Sanikashena Pratiyata Tato Grihan. This is what Krishna said to the wives of the Brahmanas who had met him in the forest. The wives of the Brahmanas had met him, and they had said their wish. They wanted now to roam with Krishna in the forest. They loved. They said, they saw him so wonderful, they didn't want to return home. And they proposed, let us stay in the forest, and when you come into the forest, then we will walk after you, we will be with you, and we, as our service, we will serve your devotees, even the least of the devotees, and in this way our life will be successful. So Krishna didn't accept that. He said, this process which you are suggesting doesn't work. He said, physical proximity. Proximity means closeness. Doesn't bring you transcendental love for me. No, transcendental love for me arises by the devotional processes of hearing about me, Shravanat, seeing my deity form, Darshanat, meditating on me, Dhyanam. And then he says the last point which will bring out the love. And the last point is always the point which has most emphasis. You know this from your studies in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says a whole lot, but at the end makes his last point. And this point is to be considered to be the essence of the Gita. Savadamang parijajam. So now Krishna will tell his last point, what brings love of Godhead. He has spoken about hearing, seeing the deity form, meditating on him, and now he says, faithfully chanting my glories. This brings transcendental love for me. So in this japa retreat, we want to really try, all of us, to develop our relationship with Krishna in earnestness. We want to really use this six days. Acha. We want to use these 6 days to really enter our relationship. Have you ever had a friend and you have not seen him for some time? Really? What do you do when you see him again? You say, let's walk together. Let's talk together. Bhujan Prabhu and myself had not seen each other for an agonizing complete year. So when we finally greeted each other with the shy eyes of friends who were separated for long, we decided we must spend some time together. And then we must work on our relationship. Time is slipping out, you know. Or if you get to know someone and that person is interesting, you take a walk. Like now Devala and your name again? Kana from Alachua. They are here. You will spend time together. You will eat together. You will run after the monkeys maybe. And experience something special in Brajadam. You will eat together. You will laugh together. You will go in your rooms, and then you will talk and talk, and no one looks at the wristwatch. Already 11 o'clock. Who cares? Let's continue to talk. You know, it is normal. You spend time to improve the relationship. This is now 6 days, my dear devotees. Spend time with Krishna. Everything else doesn't matter. Who cares for the mobile phone, for the computer, for the this and the that? You will now go into the relationship with Krishna, and you have that servant of Krishna, who is the greatest of all, Haridasavayo. This is one of the few Sanskrit things I can remember. Who is there to help you? To help you. Therefore, this roof is a first-class place for your japa retreat. Don't forget the roof. It is also waiting for you unless it moves away. Yes. And ask Giriraj for blessings, the power of blessings in your relationships with Krishna. So I want to now guide you quickly into an important exercise which helps you to enter the retreat. As I indicated earlier, this retreat is about, it's a little bit about commitment and work, a little different than Govardhan retreat. But pace yourself, you know, we have a very excellent schedule where it's not too heavy. Don't worry. It's an ideal schedule which we have worked out so that you can, but please commit to this process. I have told devotees, I met many devotees and they said, can we sometimes come to these retreats? And I said, yes, to the Govardhan retreat. But to the Japa retreat, I request you to commit yourself fully, because only then you will get the result. Then you will feel the sweetness of the relationship with Krishna. Otherwise, better wait for another year when you have more time and you are more ready, and then commit yourself then. So the best way to commit yourself is by formulating inside of you an sankalpa, an intention. I said it also at the Govardhan retreat, but I would like to repeat it here. An intention or sankalpa is something like a very powerful creative force. When you go into something, an experience with a certain intention, that is what you intend to do. It will give you a lot of power. Like I remember, I was given a free ticket to the Frankfurt Book Fair. Do you know what is a book fair? Many books on display. So I knew if I go to this book fair, I'm in danger of because I'm somehow little interested in thoughts, you know, and I will look at every book and then I will die from an overkill of information. And anyways, I don't want to be associating with Kami literature and so on. So I thought, well, let me build an intention. What will I do at the book fair? And then I prayed to Krishna, and I got something. I will hunt down the famous people in Germany. I will find out, because everyone who's famous in Germany comes to these book fairs, and you can find out from the schedules when they give interviews. And it was so nice. I took a few well-known personalities, and then I went to the book fair, and my intention was to preach to them, to make them favorable to Krishna consciousness and help us spread Krishna consciousness in Germany. My dear devotees, this intention helped me to run by all the bookstalls, even the most interesting bookstalls on, you know, photos of Mountain Kailash. I remember, I'm not interested, I'm just going to Konstantin Wecker's interview, and then I will give him my book, and then I will make him favorable to Krishna consciousness. And I had this intention, and it was glowing, and I was running past all the interesting Kami books without getting hooked and interested, because my intention created a power which moved me through the book fair. So an intention. You know, you can come to Vrindavan, like I will tell you, some guru coolies, they have confidentially told me, they come to Vrindavan to find a new partner. Hare Krishna. Young people, I don't want to criticize. But Vrindavan can give you more. It can give you partnership with Krishna and Radharani. But you must have the intention. You must know what you want. So I request you to now turn to your neighbor, Hare Krishna, and discuss with him for as little time. I need actually a wristwatch, otherwise to discuss. We have Burijan Prabhu has. To discuss with your neighbor, what do you hope to attain during this retreat? Please start now. You have 5 minutes time. Talk like anything. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So now comes the second part, which I consider very important at this time, because we will learn a little later in the temple room, where Burijan Prabhu will give a presentation and help us enter the retreat. What you will now do is something which will work magic, and you will have to discuss it with your Sakha or Sakhi. What this is, you will find out. So, I really want you to take now a moment of your precious time, sit a little bit straight, and calm down by just very relaxed, by breathing in a relaxed way, very simple. Please become aware of the environment around you. Look to Giriraj. Listen a little bit to the sounds of the parrots. And reflect upon the fact that all of us had a journey before we came to Giriraj Govardhan. Some of us came from America, or from Europe, or from different places in India. And you are now at that area which our tradition considers to be the most sacred of all areas. You are at the beginning of a journey, the Japa and the Kirtan retreat, You want to increase your relationship for Krishna. You know that you are tiny, not so powerful on your own. But you also know that Krishna can work wonder, or Krishna's servants can work wonder in your life. I request you now to turn to your notebooks and write down your sankalpa. What do you hope to attain during this retreat? And more important, how will you apply yourself? A good sankalpa would be, for instance, I will do my best to chant the holy name more attentively. A good sankalpa means an intention is, I will do my best to participate in the sessions and apply myself totally to the experience. Fix on your intent. Maybe what you wish to change. Just write, and as you continue writing, you will access those deeper places inside of you. Please start now to write down your sankalpa for these 6 days. Haribo, Haribo. You can still work on this sankalpa. This sankalpa will accompany you through the retreat, and you can review it. It's good to look at it before you go to bed, because the last thing you engage your mind with before you go to bed will be the first thing which you think of when you get up. Good. And you will move the sankalpa around in the Sakha and Sakhi system, which is something you will be surprised to hear. But I will tell it downstairs after Bhurijam Prabhu's presentation. So I request now that you, each one of us, will offer an incense stick to Giriraj. There are 4 tables here. 1, 2, 3, and 4, staffed by Bhava Bhakti, Veda Priya, Adipurusha, and Kalpit. And please go to the table next to you. There, one of our assistants will give you an incense stick. And then please offer this incense to Giriraj with your sankalpa in mind, right? Praying that Giriraj supports you in your sankalpa. You will see, he will respond. He is not silent, he is active. So please do this little ceremony. Then, when you have completed offering your incense stick, give it to our assistants, who then will take care that it is placed properly. Our Giriraj will receive a lot of incense today. And pay your obeisances, and in an internal state, or not talking much, in other words, not joking or eating sweets on the way, please go down into the temple room that's just here, where Bhurijam Prabhu and myself will be waiting for you for the second part of our first session on this retreat, entering the retreat. Yes, please start now.